Do you ever wonder if you might be at higher risk for getting very sick from a respiratory illness like flu? While most people have mild symptoms, respiratory illnesses can be more serious if you're over 65 years old or have certain underlying conditions. If you're in one of these higher risk groups and start feeling sick with a respiratory illness, get medical care as soon as possible. Talk to your doctor today about recommended vaccines. A message from CDC.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey, Bob.
Where are you, Dave? Am I talking to Dublin?
Yes, right smack bang in Dublin. The middle of Dublin city centre, yeah.
And how's Dublin looking today? Is it nice?
It is nice. It was a bit dark this morning when I got out of the car, but it was 3 hours ago, so understandably so. I've been locked in the studio ever since.
I've got to ask, Dave, does anyone in Ireland know Bob Mortimer from the past and from things I've done, or am I just a mystery to people in Ireland?
Bob Mortimer, I cannot tell you how important you are to me, particularly, please, because Vic and Bob, I grew up on that, and particularly Shooting Stars. And there are still things, right, my friends and myself, we all say to each other, which are basically catchphrases from everything you've done over the years. So no, huge fans of Bob Mortimer in Ireland. You know that, Bob. You've been here. You know.
Did they show it? Did they show it in Ireland? Is it? Did they show?
Yes,
Shooting Stars in Ireland?
Absolutely. Oh, right. It was on all the time.
Oh, yeah, Dave, yeah. I genuinely didn't know, Dave. I had no idea. That's
okay, nice. Well, trust me. You are. Plus, obviously, in recent times, there's been the joy of Bob Mortimer's television appearances, whether it's on Last One Laughing or Would I Lie to You or Gone Fishing, all the things that you do. We're huge fans.
All right. Didn't know that. That's nice to know.
Well, here's the thing. I'm such a fan that I know that you love Battenberg. And I got my wires a bit crossed today, I'll be honest with you. I did think possibly you were in Ireland and I was going to see you. So I brought in a Battenberg cake. And then my team here told me, no, Bob's on Zoom. And I was like, oh, I've got Battenberg for him.
Have you had the nub end yet?
No, that is the course. That's the crowning glory, if you're lucky enough to get that. Are there other like mass-produced cakes Bob's a fan of?
Yeah, definitely. I like the French fancies. I mean, the whole Kipling range. I don't know if that's something that you get in Ireland.
Very much so.
All the Kiplings, and I like any cake. I believe it's, I think it's good for the spirit, you know.
I agree. I think cake's very important. In fact, I kind of have run a campaign over the last number of years to try and get mince pies out earlier and earlier. And on Friday, I was in a hotel in Kilkenny, and the people who were at the desk, the front desk, left me a little gift in my room of the first mince pies available in Ireland this Christmas season. Bob, I was very happy.
Wow. And I like them. That over here, at least, they're getting a bit fancy. They've started putting lemon curd in them and all sorts of frou-frou.
No.
I do like a cheap, plain mince pie.
I'm the same. There's a particular brand. We have a supermarket here, Dunn Stores, and they just do a kind of a basic one. That's my favourite one. Yeah. And that's what they got me in the hotel. And the Lyra, I think, again, he was very impressed.
That's the sweet spot. Buy the cheapest one.
Buy the cheapest one, exactly. Enjoy it all. Bob, your books are absolutely incredible. I love them. And I was the only thing that confused me. So we've had the Satsuma Complex. We've had Avocado Hotel. I kind of assumed the next book would also have some kind of a fruit title. But I was shocked to find it. It's called The Long Shoe.
Yes, it's The Long Shoe. I've always, both me and Vic in the past, I've always been a bit obsessed with long shoes.
Yes, I know.
And so I wanted to get this out of my system and sent her a book around one. I was asked earlier how wide the shoe is. How long is this?
Yes, shoe? How long is a shoe?
And I haven't actually addressed that in the book. But if anyone is willing to buy the book, I think it's about the same width as a washing machine, whatever that is.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
it's a big shoe, Dave.
Yeah, it is a big shoe. They fit in those fitted kitchens. So that would be 600 millimetres, Bob Mortimer.
There you go. There you go, 600 mil of long shoe.
How long are your shoes, personally?
My shoe. I'm a 7.5.
Oh,
I use it
dainty.
To get an eight. Quite dainty, but very wide. They're They're not so far off hoofs. Do you know what I mean?
They're equally wide as they are long.
Yeah, they are kind of square, yeah.
Tell everybody who obviously hasn't read the book yet, because it hasn't come out yet. I'm sitting here with it in my hand because I'm very lucky to get these things in advance. But tell everyone what's the premise of this book, Bob?
Well, there's a young man, 30-year-old. It's me, actually, Dan.
It is.
That's how I write my books, because, you know, I just like putting myself into situations. Then I think the voice will be authentic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he's just drifting along like he's living inside a nice warm melon or something. And then the lady that he loves disappears.
Yeah.
Or at least maybe she's disappeared. Something's happened. And at the same time, a load of strange people suddenly enter his life. A dart player, a property developer, and a yoga teacher. And it seems as if maybe these people know something about her disappearance. If she has in fact disappeared.
Yes, this is the question. You see, the front cover of the book says, you know, Bob Mortimer, the long shoe, the number one best-selling author, by the way. And then it says, a mystery with three or four suspects.
Yeah, three or four. I'm not... there's a fourth one that some people might consider a suspect, and they might be right.
But who know. Until they read the book, they're not going to know.
It's a very exciting book, Dave. That's all I can say. It's a page turner.
It is a page turner. Absolutely, it is a page turner. What is it about mystery stories that you love writing, Bob?
I think it's because, you know, I've lived such a sort of a quiet life. Hmm. It just gives me the chance to put myself into these circumstances, you know, and mysteries and thrillers, you can have more fun with them. You know, I put what I hope is a thrilling story in place, and then I go back and try and fill it with little bits of sort of Bob Mortimer humour and so on. But the most important thing is the tale itself. You know,
yeah.
It's not a comedy book, but I hope there's some laughs.
Oh, there are laughs in it. But you're right, though, it isn't a comedy book. And I think maybe that's kind of what surprised people initially about your books when they came out, was that there's like really top level fiction going on here, which is very impressive. And did you always know you'd be a writer?
Well, I suppose I've always written comedy. Like the thing with like jokes and humour is that there is a limit, you know. With some sorts of humour, you can take 20 minutes of it, maybe one liners or something. You know, that, and I don't think a book can just be funny. I think that would become tiresome.
Oh, I'm going to embarrass you now, Bob, because I'm also a published best-selling author, and my books are called Dave's Bad Jokes and Dave's Bad Jokes 2. And all they are, Bob, is 250 plus bad jokes per book.
give me your best bad joke.
I've got so many. See, Bob, that's the thing. So the listeners submit the bad jokes to me, which is very generous of them. And then what I do then is I decide that I'll read out, say, you know, 10 or 15 of them at the drop of a hat every Tuesday and every Thursday. And then what's happened after that is they've just grown and grown. And now we have this double book. This book came out last year, sold really well. And now they've given me a second one. It's crazy. Okay, here's a good one for you.
Right.
Ready? What do you call a gingerbread man with one leg, Bob?
I don't know, Dave. You tell me.
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit.
You see, it references pop culture, and it's also referencing a biscuit.
Dave, it's got the lot.
It has, doesn't it? One more for you, very, very quickly. How much space do fungi need to grow?
Not mushroom.
Ooh, very good. Something. This guy, look at that. He knew where he was going. He's a true comedian.
My doctor said to me, I'm afraid to say you've got hypochondria. And I said, oh, God, not that as well. That sort of thing. I'm with you, Dave. I like this.
Yes, Bob.
I bought a dog off a blacksmith. As soon as I got it home, it made a bolt for the door.
Okay, here with this. When I die, Bob, I'd like the word humble to be written on my statue.
Right.
That's the joke.
Oh, sorry.
I'm assuming I'll have a statue. You get it? I'm not humble.
I've got you. I bought my granddad a snowboard for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
He went downhill very quickly after that.
I remember my granddad used to put me inside those big tractor tires and roll me down hills. They were good years.
Right. So yeah, and my book's really good.
Yeah, your book's really good as well. It's much better than this. I promise. The Long Shoe is absolutely brilliant, Bob. Honestly, I could talk to you all day about all kinds of things. I do have to ask you one little thing before I go, which is, I wonder, do you, because I think we're about the same age, Bob, and I think we kind of probably have crossover interests every now and again. Do you have a YouTube sweet spot? Is there a kind of a, is there a part of YouTube that you like to watch?
Yes, I watch camper vans and motorhomes.
What?
People who are now living in motorhomes, and that's, yeah, and I watch a lot of it, Dave. Yeah.
So, and what is it about those? What is it about those that you love?
It's the tension of it all. Families living in 10 foot by 14 foot, and also a lot of them tend to be divorcees.
Yes.
Who are very bitter about things. They're like little dramas, each and every one of them.
Oh, brilliant. That's because, I mean, these people obviously have, you know, sold their normal houses, you know, to live in these mobile and small and cost-effective way. I presume, like, on paper, it seems like a great idea, but then the reality, I would imagine, as you said, of living in a 10 by 14 foot space is just going to...
Especially when they have children, you know, it's... I'd recommend it to anyone. Okay. I'd recommend it to everyone.
Okay. So van life on YouTube is where people should be.
I reckon.
Okay, Bob, very quickly then, tell me about Last One Laughing, because isn't there a new series coming back that you're going back into?
Yes, I'm going back in as, like, Winner Stays On. I've no idea when it's out. I think it's next year sometime.
Amazing.
But same old format, same thing. It was a lot of fun last time, and it was this time, so it should be good.
All right, so you've shot it already?
Already done, yeah.
I'm trying to read in Bob's voice whether he's won it again or whether he's been kicked out earlier. It's hard to tell. He's got that poker face on his voice. Well, look, we loved it so much here. We had our own Irish one as well, which I highly recommend you watch. It is so good. But your one, the whole country was glued to it. It was absolutely amazing.
Wow. Thank you.
All right, Bob. Well done on The Long Shoe. It's a fantastic read. I highly recommend everybody gets their hands on it. It's coming out on the 9th of October. Bob Mortimer, The Long Shoe. It's brilliant. Bob, thanks for taking the time and talking to me. I really appreciate it. And thanks for trading bad jokes.
Thank you, Dave. See ya.
All right. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Here's a question. How can you keep from getting sick with a respiratory illness this season? The good news is everyday actions can help you stay well and stop the spread. Wash your hands, take steps for cleaner air, and try to avoid close contact with people who are sick. And talk to your doctor about what vaccines may be right for you, so you can help keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. Learn more at cdc.gov/respiratory-illnesses. A message from CDC.